April 22nd, Earth Day, a day when people around the world go the extra mile to care for our delicate planet. A day to remember to recycle, to drive your Prius, to reduce your carbon footprint. And a day where I like to go around telling everyone I see, fuck the Earth. I'm Jack English, and I paid for this ad to tell you about a new and better holiday, April 23rd. Fuck the Earth Day. In the past several years, the Bush administration has cast a lot of good doubt on liberal media myths like deforestation and global warming. And as a true patriotic American, I blindly follow what my wise elected leaders tell me. So on April 23rd, don't worry about what the hippie alarmists are saying and do what makes you feel good. Leave your lights on. Drive a Hummer. Pour oil on a duck. Remember, global warming is just a theory, like evolution or the metric system. And come on, if the globe is so warm, why was it so cold this winter? In my opinion, the Earth's gotten a bit soft these past few years. What we need to do is slap it around a bit. Make Earth our bitch. What's the worst thing that can happen? We flood some cities and destroy the food chain? Learn to swim and eat fucking rocks, people. Swim and eat rocks. Happy Fuck the Earth Day.
Wednesday, April 22nd, 2009. Coming up on the program today, the fake miscarriage home kit, plus skinheads want Hitler babies and glued assholes. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you back for the big Wednesday podcast. Got a great program for you. At the top of the show, I thought we'd play a short game. It's a game I'm calling Puppies Whining or Asian Chicks Getting Fucked. It's a simple game. I'm going to play a sound clip, and you have to tell me if that sound is of puppies crying and whining or is it the sound of a couple of Asian chicks getting fucked? And if all goes well, I could be presenting this idea to GSN for a primetime slot. All right, here is the first clip. Is it dogs whining or Asian chicks getting fucked? All right, it seems very easy, but don't answer yet. Here is the second clip. One of these is of dogs crying, the other is of a couple of Asian girls getting fucked silly. Aww. Puppies are sad and lonely. Or they could be a couple of Japanese chicks getting fucked by tentacles. Who knows? All right, lock your answers in now. You shouldn't need much time for this, especially because there's no prizes being given out, so there's really no incentive to even play along with me. All right, if you said the dogs whining was the first clip, and Asian chicks getting plowed in the cunt was the second clip, you'd be right. Although, how can you tell? Listen to this. It is so annoying. Do you have to go outside? Is that what the problem is, huh? All right. Oh, you know what? It looks like I have another set of clips here, so we can play round two of this game. It's very exciting. So let's try again. If you fucked up the first time, put your thinking caps on. Come on, don't screw this one up. Here's the first clip. Kind of sounds like an Asian chick, but it could also be a dog. Although this next clip could be a dog as well. Let's take a listen.
It's not because she's black. Mm-hmm. It's because we use the word nigger sometimes here. I'm not going to take a chance ever in life of losing everything I've worked for 30 years because some nigger heard us say nigger and turned us into the Enquirer magazine. Our career is over.
Well, that's the wrong dog. That's Dog the Bounty Hunter. Guess I wasn't specific enough. All right, that was a fun game. Moving on. Well, I got to say thanks to Seamus, or whatever, for sending me that the clip of the Asian girls getting fucked, the ones that sounded like dogs. His email was kind of funny. He says, while looking for video to masturbate to, I found this clip. It's a threesome with a Jap guy and two girls, and the girls sound like puppies being raped. So I'm assuming he used that clip to jerk off to. Good boy. Moving on here, I've got a great arrest video. This was taped from, one of those cop car cams. And this police officer pulled over a woman. I don't know what she's being arrested for, but she's not cooperating at all. Take a listen.
Back. Put your hand behind your 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 back.
Yeah, she's not putting her hand behind her back, and that's really the problem here.
Miss, I don't want to force you because you're small, but you need to listen to what I'm going to say. Put your hand behind your back. Put your hand behind your back. Put your hand... Okay. Put your hand behind your back.
Shit.
Put your hand behind your back. Put your hand behind your back. Listen.
She sounds like me when I'm crying.
I wanna cry. You can't make me.
You're gonna get hurt, okay? I'm not using a lot of force. Okay, I will use force on you. Put your hand behind your back. Put your hand behind.
Now, she's struggling up against the hood of the car, and every once in a while, she starts to wiggle free, and then the cop regains control. Unfortunately for him, she manages to get a chunk out of his arm with her teeth in a couple seconds.
Stop. I'm not doing anything. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir.
It goes from I'm not doing anything to I'm sorry, which is kind of like admitting you're doing something wrong.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm not doing anything. I'm sorry.
Don't fight me!
All right, and then she gets pepper sprayed in the face. I think she's so hopped up on drugs, she can't feel it.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Get the dragons off of me. Can't breathe. You should have thought about that before you started biting the police officer. Nothing good could possibly come from that. So there you go. A crazy lady getting arrested. Moving right along on this glorious Wednesday, I gotta say thanks to Kim for sending this next piece in, which is entitled Crack Whore Drinks Piss. It sounds like a title to a America's Funniest Home Video entry. And the finalists, in no particular order, are... Father hitting the crotch. Dog likes peanut butter. And crackhead drinks piss. Alright, so let's take a listen here to a crack whore enjoying some amber nectar. Sweet amber nectar. Alright, just to set this clip up, there's a guy... You just see this guy's cock... pissing in a toilet, and it really does look like a crack den. This toilet is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Inside the bowl, it's all like brown. Oh, disgusting.
Do you like
that?
Yeah. Do you like me to drink it?
Yeah. Do you like drinking
this? Yeah.
Alright. She's all for it. There she goes, drinking the piss. You know what's upsetting about this video? It's not the fact that she's drinking piss. It's that her hair, as she's bending over to drink the piss, is getting inside that disgusting toilet bowl. Don't you have a scrunchie or something? She don't respect herself.
Now what?
Now what?
What are we going to do?
So you say you want to drink piss, huh?
Yes, I do. You want me to?
Yeah.
Piss drinking round two, ding ding.
Like drinking piss?
Yeah, fucker, give me your piss.
You can be polite about it. He's giving you something. Stop sucking his dick. You're not gonna be able. He's not gonna be able to pee with, you know, a hard on.
Stand still.
fucking crackhead lips off of it.
Open up.
Here we go.
Open up. Put your tongue in. Put your tongue in. Put your tongue in. Drink it.
Now you get a little more.
Take a shot of her. Take a shot of her.
Choking on that hot urine stream. Gargle with it.
Oh, baby. Timmy. Do you like that?
Yeah, do you like it?
Yep. Do you like that?
Do you like that?
Look at the camera. Tell everybody what you just fucking did.
I break his piss, baby.
Yeah.
You like that?
I don't understand these videos where it's like guys banging actual crackheads. I can't think of anything less sexy.
Yeah, baby. Do you like that? Do you like that? Do you like that?
I love it. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, of fucked up news right now. Ooh. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Just posted a bonus episode yesterday. Going to be doing a weekend show. Got a video cast for you. Great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. Don't forget about Distorted View's wiki, freakypedia.net. There's almost 500 articles all about Distorted View stuff. If you're not sure about a term or a subject we talked about here on the show, just surf on over to the Freakypedia, type it in, and chances are you'll find something. Plus, there's daily show notes being posted and everything. It's a great website, great resource, Freakypedia.net. And finally, if you're into soda products like I am, I'm a huge nerd, so I set up a website called FizzledOut.com where I talk about new products, old sodas that didn't catch on or have been discontinued, and I just wrote interesting. It's not funny or anything, but it's an interesting look back at 7-Up Gold, which was a failed soda. Usually when people discuss failed sodas, the two that come up, New Coke from Coca-Cola and Crystal Pepsi, right? But not many people remember 7-Up Gold, which was a huge disaster for him. So if you want to read about it, fizzledout.com. I can't believe I take this so seriously. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Are you gay and living in Iraq? Watch your ass. Seriously. Literally, watch your ass. Over the past few weeks, news reports have surfaced about a rise in attacks and killings of the gays throughout Iraq. Men who are alleged to be gay, and also those who have professed their gayety, are being targeted and harassed. But now, there's a shocking news story that the men are being tortured to death in a crazy, distorted, view-worthy way. Yes, they're having their assholes glued shut. yeah. They're having their anuses glued shut, and then they're forced to consume a beverage that causes diarrhea, resulting in death. They're so backed up, their shit can't come out. So it just backfires back up in them, and then they die. Ta-da!
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
All this time, I thought he was alluding to AIDS, when really it was just backed up diarrhea. Yes, the International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission translated a report that appeared on the Arabic language news station Al-Ahraqiya, which said a prominent Iraqi human rights activist says that Iraqi militia have deployed a painful form of torture against homosexuals by closing their anuses using Iranian gum. The gum is manufactured in Iran, and if applied to the skin, sticks to it, it can only be removed by surgery. After they glue the anuses of homosexuals, they give them a drink that causes diarrhea. Since the anus is closed, the diarrhea causes death. Videos of this form of torture are being distributed on mobile cell phones in Iraq. It's only a matter of time before it finds its way to the internet. I can't wait. By the way, I noticed something. All these crazy Middle Eastern countries who hate the gays, they always do weird, sick, gay shit to them. You know what I mean? Like slathering glue on their assholes and pressing their cheeks together and holding it while the gum settles. That's pretty gay. I also saw another video where someone was suspected of being gay, so a Middle Eastern guy fucked him in the ass. Like, two gay things don't make a right. That's what my mother always told me. Yes, for the past 3 weeks, a crackdown on homosexuals has been going on based on a religious decree that demands their death. Dozens have been targeted. The International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission sent a letter to Iraqi Minister of Human Rights, Wijdin Salim or something, urging her to take action to protect their country's LGBT community. I'm sure she'll get right on that. With Iraq's current unrest, it's unlikely anything will happen to protect these people. So if you happen to find yourself in Iraq and you're gay, for Christ's sakes, man up! I know the urge to cruise Fallujah is there, but for Christ's sakes, hold off. Second story we have for you today. We haven't had a good skinhead piece in a while. This story comes from California. A sweep of skinhead layers throughout the Inland Empire on Monday twice took sheriff deputies to maternity wards. What? Where pregnant women were trying to bear babies on Adolf Hitler's birthday. Seven members of the Inland Empire skinheads, including the leader, were arrested during the two-county sweep that took a team of 20 deputies to Hesperia, Paris, and Winchester. Not familiar with any of those places. The white racist street gang has been responsible for murders in the high desert. Where is this story from? This is California, right? To me, this sounds more like it's coming from Australia with names like the Inland Empire and the High Desert, right? Doesn't that sound Australian? I don't know. Yes, apparently the skinheads reportedly used MySpace to recruit children and force prospective members to assault strangers outside nightclubs and bars in an effort to prove their worth and loyalty. First documented by Riverside Police, the Inland Empire skins ranks are now estimated to include 30 active members and up to 70 associates, including high school children. So their newest idea, I guess, is instead of recruiting, they'll just make as many babies as possible to be born into the skinhead group. Brilliant. One official said Monday's arrest will likely dismantle the Inland Empire skinhead clan. What's sad about that is both of the pregnant members brought their children into the world on Hitler's birthday. So mission accomplished. And they don't have a group to belong to anymore. How sad. The first mother, Goodwin, was taken into custody afterwards. The second woman, who has not been identified, was being guarded at the hospital late Monday, but was expected to be booked into a detention center along with the fellow gang members. So, there you go. I didn't read this part of the story, but the reason why they're being arrested is because, you know, they were assaulting people and beating them up. Because they were dirty Jews. Have you ever noticed that while skinheads seem to hate Jews and blacks equally, they tend to focus on just beating up the Jews? It's easier for them. Less headache. Especially in California. I mean, when you get into the Deep South, that's a different story. But the California blacks, you don't want to mess with. They're straight out of Compton. Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. From a gang called Niggers with Attitude. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Final story we have for you today, though, comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Story comes from Oakland Park, Florida. Deputies said a woman in South Florida has faked a miscarriage. How did she swing that? Not something you pick up from Martha Stewart Living, you know what I mean? Like, how am I gonna fake placenta? Yes, the Broward County Sheriff's Office responded to an emergency call of a possible miscarriage just before 8 a.m. This happened Tuesday at an Oakland Park apartment. Upon arrival, they learned a woman staged the incident using what authorities described only as animal tissue. Please tell me she gutted her pet cat. Detectives are finished with the case, but prosecutors may charge the woman with lying to authorities. That's it? That's the whole story? What a fucking letdown. I want specifics here. Like, I wonder if the woman answered her apartment door with, like, the animal tissue half stuck in her cunt and just half dangling out or something. Ah, something's not right. I don't feel so good. I think something's wrong with the baby. Ma'am, why does your miscarried fetus have a tail? Doesn't make any kind of sense. I know, I think something's wrong with it. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, checking in with my freaky dickies.
Yeah, Tim, Kaz, just listened to the January 1st, 2007 episode for some reason and just decided to call you for no reason. Alright, bye.
Thank you for that pointless phone call.
Hey, Tim, it's longtime listener Damon.
Hi, Damon.
Jigu. I'm signing up for the sideshow tomorrow,
hey!
Which is going to be a big relief.
Yeah, that's excellent. You can check out Tuesday's bonus episode and the upcoming video cast, all that. You've got a lot of catching up to do, my friend.
You know, before I've been looking on LimeWire for it. I've been looking on Google, and Google sucks ass.
Why would you do that to me?
You know, raping your mom and holding your dogs up with a knife and then raping them afterwards.
Uh-huh.
You know, didn't really get me anywhere.
Good.
You know, I'm surprised you didn't hear it, but then again, you were passed out in your own vomit.
Yeah.
Because you're always getting fucking sick. And then your lazy ass won't wake up and gives us late shows, you little fucking prick. Anyway.
Well, I don't think that was called for.
I'm signing up for the sideshow tonight or tomorrow, but probably tonight. And
well,
I'll have
welcome
tomorrow,
aboard.
So.
All right, enough of you. Next up.
Hey, Timmy, sideshow free, totally Janus here.
Hello.
I just want to let you know that if you were ever to call me from this phone number, not that I ever think that you would, but if you did, I would know it was you because I would hear the rainbow bread. I can't even say it as messed up as she does.
How did you know I have that on a constant loop in my house?
Ringtone.
So, piped in every room.
You know, just so I would know it was you calling.
Aww.
Later.
All right. Thank you very much. Next up.
Hey, Tim. Sandy Hello? Here. Omaha, the biggest STD-infected city in the world.
Mm-hmm.
good singing, good show today.
Thank you.
And I still can't believe people are going on about the homo kid on YouTube. I find it very strange.
You know, he's been posting more videos. I just haven't gotten around to playing that kid again. Maybe tomorrow on
Funny,
the show.
Seriously.
It's annoying.
So, yeah. I hope you... Oh, yeah. Great fantastic, or Sextastic Tuesday. Is pretty good today.
Well, thank you.
I'm looking forward to the next Tuesday.
Yeah,
later.
Well... You might get a best of. I don't know. We'll see what happens. If you've, you know, if you run across a funny story that you think would be good for Sextastic Tuesday, send it along to me, to my email address. Always looking for good stuff.
Hello, Timmy. This is 20-Ounce Monkey from San Francisco. I've been a listener for like...
20-Ounce Monkey, you've been commenting on Fizzled Out, as a matter of fact, I think.
Years. And I just realized that it's really sad that after searching through 6 different grocery stores, I walk into a Safeway to find the Pepsi and Mountain Dew throwback sodas.
Yeah.
And I smiled like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you know, they finally got them around here yesterday. I was so excited. I've been checking, you know, every time I go to the grocery store or whatever, and they finally got them in. So I enjoyed Pepsi throwback. Mountain Dew throwback, I'm kind of on the fence. I'm not a huge Mountain Dew drinker to begin with, but I don't know. I have to try a few more.
Hello, Tim Cock Massage Henson.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
Oh, you know.
Are you doing fine? You're doing absolutely fabulous.
I'm fine.
How are you, sweetie? Anyway, love your show. Been a fan since 2005. Made the archives of every show. Been trying to do the sideshow, but it's so hard nowadays. The economy and all that shit that's going on in Washington to actually for transvestite like myself to actually have money.
Oh, all right. And finally here.
Jigu, Timothy, Mickle, Josephina, blah, 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 Henson.
Right.
Just from Buffalo. What the fuck? That was the most inconsistent sex-tastic Tuesday ever.
Yeah.
With the worst ending ever.
I know.
What a fucking
He
mor-
was jerking off with his tears to the thought of the werewolf having sex with his girlfriend.
And that author was. Holy shit. What a little fucking nerd.
That kid wrote another story, by the way, on Literotica, and a lot of people were saying that the two stories were too similar. So I might have to read that one, too.
I just had to say that. And the other thing, can you please do like a follow-up or something on the, I can't remember if it was N-O-M or N-A-M, the group or whatever, just so I can hear you go, yum, 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 yum again. It's just fucking funny.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm a retard. It's true. And, okay, we'll do one more here.
Hey, Tim, how's it going? This is Matt from California.
Hi, Matt.
One girl called in about a Riri in her class that was, I guess, bugging her. So
oh, right.
I had a suggestion for her.
Uh-huh.
Give him a knife and ask him who's special.
What? Oh, I get it. Give him a knife and ask him who's special. Very good. Clever, sir. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That was pretty funny, actually. Yes, email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 48-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Did you like that?
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. We will be back tomorrow for the big Thursday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. So you move next door. I locked you out. You cut a hole in the wall. I found you sleeping next to me. I thought I was alone. You're driving me crazy. When are you coming
home? It's not that they're black. It's none of that. It's that we use the word nigger. We don't mean you fucking scum nigger without a soul. We don't mean that shit. But America would think we mean that.